The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Welcome back to Side Piece Show. And I have a little poem for you this week. This was a crazy week with Bravo shows. From Ramona with her nipples to Mike, yes, still being a hoe. I can't wait to dive into all the madness and fun. And did I mention, for the best of all Bravo, Side Piece Show is number one. Yes, it's self-proclaimed number one, but for the rhyming purposes and my poem, can we please just go with it? Thank you, thank you. And now it is time for Side Stealers of the Week. Shaw's is back, baby! And to celebrate the new season kicking off, we have a Shaw's-tastic special with not one, but two Side Stealers. First, one of our ultimate favorite Side Piece Stealers. Yes, Adam, my fellow Ohioan, bringing not only the beard, but bringing the pies too. Does anyone else just feel more at peace watching him? And then the second Side Stealer, Mike's duel. Oh, that darn duel, starting trouble every single season, literally everywhere he goes. Mike, when are we going to give the duel a rest? Real Housewives of Atlanta, reunion part 3. Marlo and her half-naked body coming in hot. And she's my Side Stealer of the Week. Honestly, I can't even remember what she was saying because every time she got so fired up, her boobs were flying all over the place. I was literally waiting for one of them to fly over and knock Andy out. But Marlo, baby, I still love ya. And that wraps up my Side Stealers of the Week. What else is hot and happening in Bravo world? Back to Atlanta. So Portia says Tanya left the show, but she gave no reason why she left the show. Coincidentally, it was right after Bolo Strippergate. Have I mentioned guilty, guilty when you flee? And this is the first ever reunion I've ever seen a prayer busted out. Drew, I love you. But throwing in a prayer right before going in on LaToya as you're sitting in a sex dungeon. That was the best way to wrap up yet another incredibly amazing, sexy season. Real Housewives of New York. Sonia, my super duper Sonia. She not only steals my heart, but now also, she definitely has the quote of the year. So during their cleansing spiritual bonfire with the healer, Sonia says, I always thought I had one foot in the nursing home until I found out nursing homes have very high STD rates. If you don't love Sonia already, that alone should make you completely fall head over heels in love with her. Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Best show yet of all two seasons. I was legit not breathing watching those both, yes, one and two scenes of the boat crashing into the dock. That was insane. I think Gary is a douche, but hot damn, he totally rocked that situation and quite literally saved the boat from epic season-ending disaster. Good job, Gary. Now, only if we could be as amazing with the ladies. Jersey. Melissa and Joe, it's so sad to see. Like, listen, I want to take over the world, so I get the whole let me do my thing mentality Melissa has going on. But as old school as Joey Gorga is with his thinking, and he is, don't get me wrong, he is very old school. He has legit supported her on every single thing she has ever wanted to do. Do we remember 10 years ago when she wanted to be a singer? I'm on display, on display, on display, each and every day. Okay, well, he built her a freaking studio in their basement. She wanted to sell clothes. He built her her own boutique. He needs to enter this century with his thinking, but I do hope, as he says, Melissa isn't forgetting about him through all of this. Dallas reunion. Brandy has a baby and was pregnant the whole entire season? Holy crap balls. I will say that definitely makes me feel better about drinking for a few weeks before finding out I had my buns in the oven. I feel horrible, horrible for her having a new baby and finding out her husband cheats on her. And I'm so surprised she has not left the show. She hasn't left the show, but Tiffany does. I knew Tiffany would not come back, and I even said it in my interview with Mama D that I never thought that Tiffany would come back for season two. Even though she's working in a hospital, I feel nothing is scarier than being in a group with these crazy ass housewives. That being said, Bravo, please know I am ready anytime you want, baby. And that wraps up the hotness happening in Bravo. Have I told you lately? Thank you. I love you. Thank you. You guys listening, you guys subscribing, rating, reviewing. Oh my gosh, your amazing reviews. They make me so happy. And thank you too for telling all of your friends to listen and subscribe and rate and review so all of us can celebrate the entertaining and delicious parts of Side Piece Show together. You can find me at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW. Again, thank you a million times. I love doing this show. I love doing it with you. My guest today, you might not always see him, but trust, he is always there. Cool, calm, collected, even when surrounded by total madness, all while still getting all the ladies. Yes, yes, it is. The one and only from Vanderpump Rules, Peter Madrigal. Okay, you guys. So sometimes we see these people on Bravo and they are so much, like so in your face. And then sometimes there are the quiet ones behind the scenes, but where all the magic happens. The man you know is always there, but sometimes he's not always seen. It's like this mystery. I dig the mystery. And my guest today is so mysteriously magical. I am so freaking excited to introduce to you the man, the myth, the legend, Peter Madrigal. Madrigal.
Madrigal. Yes, sir, Madrigal. Madrigal. I only say Madrigal because I'm an American. But Madrigal, 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 you can say it either
there
way.
There you go, Madrigal. Yeah, that's sexy. We want sexy. I love it. I love that.
I try to bring the sexiness to it, but usually it just falls on his face.
It never falls. There's nothing about bringing the sexy in you that falls on your face.
Let me I try multiple times. You know, sometimes I succeed. Most of the time I fail, so...
You never fail. In my books, you never freaking fail. You are a freaking rock star. Okay, Peter, how are you?
I am fantastic, mon ami. How are you?
You know what? Just living the dream. The quarantine COVID dream.
There you go.
You know, before we dive into the fun, the super fun, I feel like we wouldn't be doing our listeners justice without talking about a Peterism. And one of your best...
Which Peterism are we talking about today?
You tell me, what is your favorite best Peterism?
My favorite best Peterism. Well, one thing that I like to do is take Peter and put it into names. So, you know, I have the Peterita. I have Peterific slots, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, like, I just put Peter, you know, like on names of stuff. And I'm like, there you go. There's the marketing for it. You know, all it is just Oh, Peter this, Peter that, Peter lack, Peter love, Peter wants more of. That's seriously a thing. That's another thing. If you watch my live show, the Social Happy Hour with Peter and Johnny, my tagline is Peter lack, Peter love, Peter wants more of. But I only put the last part if I really, really, really like something. You know?
Like really
most of the time, it's just like, oh, I like this sandwich, Peter lack. Oh, I like this margarita, Peter lack, Peter love. You know,
how would you describe talking with me? Is it a love yet? Peter, love it.
We'll have to see how this all plays out.
Shit. All right, now I'm nervous. The pressure's on. I want that love at the end. Okay, you were just talking about your show, your podcast. What do you do here? Tell me.
We switched it up. So, when this whole quarantine thing started back in March of 2020, I started doing a live thing on my phone, Instagram, just talking to random people. And then that just turned into like a show on YouTube, which we're like pushing now, called Social Happy Hour with Peter and Johnny. That became a thing back in July, August of 2020, you know?
Right.
And now, you know, it's like we're getting ready for our next episode next week. And then I do Madrigal at the Movies with Robin Robb, which is, you can find on a bunch of different platforms, Spotify, Pandora, the Apple iPod.
Right.
Icon. And then of course now, we are part of the heavy metal website. So the Heavy Metal Network.
No way. Wait, but how did that tie in?
Well, they want to do a whole slate of podcasts. So they have a bunch of podcasts and they included us, or they have a bunch of different shows. So they included us in their slate.
Amazing. I love that. Your podcast, so what do you guys do? Like, what's the core?
Okay. So Social Happy Hour, that's with Johnny.
Okay.
And Madrigal at the Movies with Robin Robb.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, on Social Happy Hour, we talk about different topics of the day. You know, like one of the episodes, we talked about dating apps. And then we talked about, you know, weird apps that we've found. Or we talk about drinks that we like to make. Or, you know, it's just different things.
So you have your podcast, which is obviously, like, you know, we're on a podcast. It's a lot. But then the show, you have so much going on with the show. So where are you from? Are you from LA?
I'm from Texas originally.
So then how the heck do you get from Texas to here and hooked up with Lisa and Sir?
That's a long story.
It's a long story.
Yeah. I grew up in South Texas, deep south on the border with Mexico. After high school, I went to a year and a half of college in Blinn College in Brenham, Texas, which is right in between Houston and Austin. And then after that, I got accepted to the University of Southern California, home of the Trojans.
The Trojans.
Yes, exactly.
Right here where we are.
You can only use a Trojan once.
Totally.
So right when I was about to graduate, I was working at this place called Club Monaco. This is 2008. And then the store is no longer there, but the structure is still there. It's a different store. It's on Sunset Boulevard. And Guillermo walks in and he asks me, you know, what I'm doing here, because, you know, he's all like, you should come and work at my restaurant. And I didn't put two and two together that he owns Sir, because at the time, I was living in a frat house, a two-bedroom apartment with five guys, you know, three of which were my brothers.
Right. And,
have you ever seen the movie Pineapple Express?
Yeah.
At the beginning of that movie, he's in the high school hallway with Amber Heard's character. And he's being a high schooler. And this redhead comes up and says, all right, time to suck today's dick. You know, this guy comes up. Well, that was my ex-roommate at the time, Arthur, you know?
No.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It was very interesting, you know, because I did a whole short film with Seth Rogen while he was doing The Night Before. So it was Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie. And you can actually still find it on if you Google it, Seth Rogen joins Vanderpump Rules. If you just Google that, the film will come up. And I mentioned it to Seth. I was all like, you know, I got this job because of Arthur Napionic, who was in Pineapple Express. He's like, no way.
Oh my God, I love that. So that's
it was like
how
a
it went.
Whole 360 degree thing.
That's insane. And
yeah,
that
was awesome.
So that was 2008. You started working there as what, a busser?
I started in 2008. Well, here's the thing. Arthur got me the job and I didn't put two and two together. And they were like, he was all like, oh, sir, the place I work at needs a busser. I was like, okay, fine, I'll go there, you know, because I totally forgot that Guillermo was hiring me for Sir at the same time, which was very interesting because I had two job offers at once, right? So I was like, you know, I'll work at two places. And little did I know, I'm coming around the corner. Guillermo's there messing with the curtains outside of Sir. on the patio area. He sees me and I'm like, oh, hey. He's like, hey, you're hired. Go in.
That's amazing.
That was it. Yeah.
So how did you start then?
I started as a busser.
I started as a busser.
Yeah. And I just worked my way up because, like, back then we had a little bit of a turnover with some of the waiters. And there were waiters coming and going. And I was all like, I'm loyal. You know, 6 months later, I became a server. Because I already knew how to bartend. So they put a bartender server, moved up, boom, done. And then in 2010, 2011, when we opened the lounge, I became a manager.
Dude, you have been there since 2008. Are you kidding? That's amazing. So, like, that's been your world for so long. Well, what's happening now that it's, you know, COVID and shut down and...
Well, now I've, like, really concentrated on, you know, my side projects, you know, Social Happy Hour, Madrigal at the Movies, you know, those. And then of course, like, we finished up in 2018 over a breakfast burrito. One of my really good friends, close friends, we were having a breakfast burrito together. And Chandler, my brother Chandler, he said, how do we maximize you? You know what I mean? How do we, you know, make
your
money on social media or whatever? Because you're constantly taking pictures with everybody at Sir.
Totally.
Why don't we do an app where it's just like a downloadable frame app and you can tell them, oh, download this frame app and you can have a cool frame with the picture that we just took at Sir, right? And then that slowly evolved into Peterific Slots. So about a month later, I'm like sitting down with the production team and I'm like, okay, what identifies Peter? Well, my hair, I usually sometimes wear cowboy boots. I like to wear a lot of suits. My car, it's convertible. I like to drink a lot of wine, eat a lot of steak, have a tequila. So it's like, we were just making the icons for Peterific Slots. And then in the finale of season 8, the game officially launched at that party. Like, while the party was going on, the game launched. So we had about 8,000 downloads.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So then we were like, okay, we accomplished our mission. We got it done. So we took it off of the servers, right? And we took it off of that server and we put it on the new server, which is Celebrity Slots. Bam.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, and now, is this, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the one where the OG from the OC has now come on board and doing this?
She's been on board for a while, actually. Vicky, yeah. But we're getting around, because we have a lot of celebrities attached. We have like Dennis Rodman, Natalie Eva Marie from WWE. We have Ric Flair from the WWE again. We have...
That's amazing.
We have some foreign people, like some people from South America. Yeah, we have a lot of people. It's not just, yeah, we're going international with this thing. Right now, I'm giving away $5,000. If you keep on spinning the wheel, you can win $5,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm about to, after I'm done, I'm going to do an unboxing.
What's in here?
I'm going to do an unboxing. And whatever's in here is going to be a prize for Celebrity Slots.
I love it. Wait. Okay. So have you met Vicky since she's at Bravo?
Yeah.
You know the OG.
Yeah. She actually texted me one time for a happy birthday a couple of years ago when I had short hair.
No way. Yeah. Could you imagine what she would say with the long hair?
Mm-hmm. You know, she's seen me with long hair.
So do you watch any other Bravo shows?
I do not.
Do you watch?
I don't really watch TV. I'm like constantly working. And then if I decide to like not work, I'm like, you know, I'll play a video game or something, you know?
Okay. So you don't watch Bravo shows. Do you watch your show? Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I've seen the first season.
And then was it because you weren't liking your hair and you stopped watching?
No, I mean, like, here's the thing. As you grow older, you become more conscientious of everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So once I got older, I was all like, wait a second. I don't want to look like that anymore. Cause I've already, for seasons 1 through 3 is like, really young Peter, you know, I don't even know how I got the keys to the kingdom. I was still in my 20s for God's sakes, you know? And then you look at yourself by the time you get to 30, by the time I got to 33, I was all like, I got to concentrate every day on the way I look, you know?
Right, totally.
Take care of my hair. What am I wearing to work? What am I wearing on camera? All that stuff. Yeah, that's why, like, everything kind of, like, progressed upward, you know, by season 7, I'm like on it, you know, season 7, season 8, you know, it was
different. Now it's like nothing. Are you guys like, how are you so excited? Are you going to film anytime soon? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't know. We'll see. I guess that's up to the laws, you know, like whatever COVID restrictions there are. So we got to figure that out, you know.
But filming hasn't started.
No, not yet.
No. What are you looking forward to, like getting back though, when you start filming? What's the one thing that you're excited about?
I'm looking forward to getting back to just, you know, being me.
For all of us to see the glorious.
No, I'm not glorious. So I just want to be me.
Dude, we love it. And, you know, I love it too, because you came on, right? We had all these people. We had Jax and Stassi. And then you come on and we love you from the start on the show. I mean, you were on the show from the start, right? Mm-hmm. And you come on and we're like, oh my God, we love this guy. And then you drop the bomb that you dated Stassi.
That was 10 years ago. That's a lifetime.
Pre-show, right?
Yeah, that's like like your cells change every 7 years. I mean, I was down in Texas for, you know, I hadn't seen my mom in like a couple of years. I was down in Texas for New Year's, or right after New Year's, so January 1st. And she's like, you don't look like Peter anymore. You've changed. You know, I'm like, yeah, your cells change every 7 years. So that like 10 years ago is a lifetime ago.
So why did, but you said, okay, you guys dated for 4 months.
11 years ago now.
Was it 2010?
2009, 2010. Okay, yeah.
Got it. Oh, yeah. So, but still, years. It wasn't long. What? It was a few months?
Yeah, it was a few months. Yeah.
And you broke up with her, though, right? Why did you break up with her?
It's just, you know, I was young and didn't know what I was doing at the time, and she was the same. So, that's why.
That's so sweet. But then you dated Katie, too, right?
Not really, no. No, we didn't date per se. We just spent one night together.
You don't date, you mate.
Yeah, there was no sex, though.
I love it, yeah.
Straight of popular belief.
Oh, I will admit that. You guys didn't do the do? Yeah, you dirty dog, you. Okay, but you know what? Okay, so you dated Katie or whatever with Katie and Stassi, and then we see them with Jax and Tom Schwartz. I mean, are they kind of getting your sloppy seconds? I feel like you were the first one.
You know what's funny? Every single like time we played like spin the bottle, Tom and Tom always end up on each other,
totally.
Right?
Always. Always.
But I always end up on the girlfriends.
Totally. But does no one have, like, I don't get it. Is that weird? Like, you guys all have this.
No, I'm not weirded out about it at all because, like I said, it was a lifetime ago.
Right.
You know, and at a certain point, it's like, you know, it's just like that was another life at a certain point. You know, your cells change. Like I said, you're no longer the same person that you were, like, in 2010.
Totally. But then your friend Jack starts dating Stassi, like, and Tom, was that ever weird with the guys?
No.
No, they're like, you're like, go.
No.
Okay, so who was more fun, Stassi or Katie? For whatever you did.
No way. I am not answering that.
Can you just give me a first letter of a name?
No, because you'll know right away.
What about a last letter of the name?
No, because you'll know right away.
Damn. No, I'm not that quick, though. I promise I wouldn't figure it out.
Well, let's put it this way. S. Is it Schroeder or Schwartz?
Well, damn. Yeah, but you're taking her name, her married name.
There you go. No.
Well,
I'll give you an S.
You an S. All right, Will
Schroeder
Fortune.
Or Schwartz, which one is it?
Yo, okay. Have you hooked up with a lot of other chicks, you know, that work for you or underneath
no.
you?
No, once I dated, I don't know if this was cut from like the last season, but we were on the beach in Miami at the bachelor party. And, you know, I'm just chilling there. And I told Stassi, I was all like, you were the last girl at Sir I dated. Once that happened, the next phase was me becoming a manager. And then that was it. I was like, I cut myself off from everyone there. Nobody. I was like, no, 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 no. I went after the some of the customers that came in.
Really? So, yeah. Okay. So, why don't we see this stuff?
Oh yeah, I've had some good times. I've had some great times at Sur. Let's put it that way.
Okay, like Jack's bathroom good times. Has that ever been used again? The Sur bathroom?
I'm not going to say yes or no.
Yeah. You know when you plead the fifth, we kind of know what the answer is.
Oh, no, it's not. Mm-mm. You don't know the answer.
Yo, what's more difficult? Was it dating Stassi or working for Lisa?
Dating Stassi.
You and Lisa are so close, right?
I love Lisa.
You're like a part of the family.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but sure. Yeah. I love Lisa.
What do you love more? The Sur goat cheese balls or Lisa?
Lisa. That's not even a choice.
The goat cheese balls are kind of right behind, no?
Sure. Yeah. I'll put the goat cheese balls right behind Lisa. Why not?
You know, you're talking about dating and all this, and then on the show, it's just so crazy. I feel like how the show started and then what it is now. I mean, you see everybody getting engaged, married, kids. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, do you think we'll see Peter going down that route?
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, I have all of my sisters coming on in, because when we opened briefly at Sur this past fall, Diana, Monica coming after me and being like, all, because Diana's pregnant. And they're all like, Peter, when are you going to get pregnant? I was like, well, I got to find the girl first, right?
Right.
And they're all like, yeah, well, you know what? You got to learn how to, you got to, you know, we all know what you're all about. We all know how, you know, you're great at certain things, but you need to learn how to be there for her, because like, if you're not, then they're going to like abandon you. It doesn't matter. I'm like, well, shoot. So they're like giving me lessons, because they're all like, oh, we want to see you have kids now. I don't know if that's going to happen yet. We'll see.
Do you want it?
We'll see. I'm open for it, but we'll see.
Like, you can actually see yourself married and settling down.
I can see both. I can see myself married and settled down. And I can also see myself just being a bachelor and just like.
For life. That is amazing. Well, I mean, listen.
I can see both. Because I can see both.
Okay. So what happened? Who is Sarah, right? We saw her, I think, on season 4. That was one of your kind of more serious relationships, right?
Yeah.
What happened? She kind of just disappeared, no?
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work out. She started, like, she's exactly what my sister said about, like, they're all like, Peter, you gotta learn how to be there with them, you know?
Right.
So it didn't jive between us. And then right after that, I got into another serious relationship. And then right after that, I got another serious. So I was in from season 4 through season 6, I was involved in like 3 serious relationships. And then after that, yeah, you know, only one you saw. And then after that, I was like, I'm done with I can't do this anymore. I got to stop. And that was 3 years ago now? It's crazy. I haven't been in a serious relationship since.
Yeah. So what are you doing now with COVID and dating and chicks? Like,
I'm a free man.
But is it challenging now that it's COVID and we're kind of like, how do you?
Yes and no.
So these are just people that you know and have fun with, and it's not a lot of meeting new people.
I mean, I meet new people too. I mean, it's not, you know, there are apps.
But are they like COVID tested?
Huh?
Before they come with Peter, are they like COVID tested? How do you do that? Like, how do you meet people through this shit show of COVID?
You just meet them. You use an app. You use Instagram. You use Tinder. You use Hinge, whatever.
So you're not having any trouble with the ladies right now, even with COVID?
No.
You know what? I don't understand why. Tell me this. This is freaking annoying. You've been on since the start of the whole show. We've like busser, manager. You've been on this whole time. Why have we not seen you as a main? Like, that is annoying to me. You know where all the bodies are buried. You're the man behind the curtain.
I don't know where all the bodies are
buried. You know where all the bodies are buried. I mean, did you want to do more, or do you
It's up to Bravo. Like, you know, I'm deferring to Bravo. Whatever Bravo wants. I'm just like, you know, I'm just someone who's making his way in the universe.
I know, but like, I need to call someone over there, because you are you're like the main, like, you know what I want to see? I want to see the next season open and you have the slow motion behind the bar of the opening and like the cork comes and like champagne is just bursting out of it. I want to see.
I turn the champagne bottle on myself.
And you're like this. And it's slow motion and it says Peter. I mean, that would be amazing.
That's funny.
Do you ever want that? Or do you kind of like being behind the scenes a little bit?
I like being on. Let's do it. Why not? I'll pour the champagne on myself. Sure. I'll shower myself in the hair.
Okay. I'll your hair. Out. Your hair. You guys. Okay. Peter has, if you don't know Peter, this is ridiculous, in his hair. Peter has better hair than I do. I mean, your hair, it's illuminating. The light is, I'm not even shitting you. It's like, the light is just like shining on your luscious locks.
I look like Jesus.
You, listen, yes, take it all day, Jesus. Your hair is so popping and amazing. You have your own hair product, Harro.
MyHarro.com, yeah.
MyHarro. I mean, yeah. That is amazing. So your hair, and then of course on the show, we see Tom Sandoval, like sparks flying when he plugs all of his stuff into the walls, like his hair dryer and his straightener and this and that. Who would probably take longer to get ready doing their hair, you or Sandoval?
I don't know. I think it's kind of equal because I got, you know, I like to straighten it a little bit. You know, I like to like put product in it. You know, I have to like use the hair dryer. If I get out of the shower and I shampoo, I have to use the hair dryer because I don't like wet hair. You know, otherwise I put it in a ponytail and that just like ruins the texture.
So you have like a routine that we, so you and Sandoval might be tied.
Yeah. With the hair. Really? Yes. Yeah. I don't shave my forehead though.
It's good for exfoliation, I heard.
Well, I do my own exfoliation at night, you know what I mean? I scrub and then I put the cream mask on with the eyes. Or like tomorrow, I don't like to do it every day because then you're stripping your cells or whatever. So like tomorrow or the next day, I'll do like my soap routine, right? And then I'll put like, you know, I have a bunch of different products and then I put the blood serum. So I last year I had this blood serum. So it's called So Me. So I drew blood and they created a serum that I of collagen from my own blood and I put on my face.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Where do they draw blood from? Your butt?
No, just like from my arm.
They take it from your arm. Okay. Yeah. And it's blood and they mix it with stuff and then you put it on like as a mask?
They keep the collagen in there. They make a serum out of my blood and with this stuff, you can only use it if it was created for you. If it wasn't, then it doesn't work. So I have literally collagen from my body on my face.
Okay, wait. How often? I'm so intrigued. I'm trying to be better about like this. I'm getting old. I want to do better with face masks and all this. This stuff is so fascinating to me. How often do you have to get blood drawn to do this?
I mean, I haven't done it since last year at this time. But like, you keep it in the fridge. You have to keep this stuff in the fridge.
So you do that every now and then, and then every other night you do a mask with like eye stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that, that's how your skin is glowing and so radiant? With your hair.
Oh God.
Look at it. I don't know. You can't even see it. It's like shimmering in the light. Yeah, like an angel, Peter, the angel. I'm sure your mother calls you that, Peter the Angel, often. No. What does your mom think about all this?
She doesn't really know. I when I went down there, you know, she's like, she watches movies here and there, but she doesn't really watch television. She doesn't know, but she knows I'm on TV. You know, I did the show, but she doesn't know what it's all about, or she doesn't watch it. I know that I went up to Seattle last year for my grandpa's passing. And he was such a big man that we had
to. Sorry, by the way.
But I go there, right? And I see some of my cousins, my Aunt Joan and my uncle. So Peter, how's Stassi and the rest of the gang? I'm all like, you're not excited to see me.
Oh my gosh. Some watch.
Yeah, no, my extended family, my cousins, aunts, uncles, they watch, you know what I mean? My mom doesn't, you know, so I showed her a clip of me on the Fab Life with Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
When I was doing the cookies with the wine.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and she, my mom was all like, "Well, you're pretty good on camera. You know what you're doing." I was like, "Hey, you know, it is my profession."
I've only been doing it for like 10 years, but
I've only been doing it for no longer than that, actually, because you know, I've tried to do film and So you gain knowledge on the way. You know, it's like you don't just. It's like I explained it to everybody when I originally left home, because I had a bunch of people saying, "Oh, Peter's gonna come back from LA with his tail between his legs." Now, 10 years later, I'm still wanting to come back home with the tail between my legs. But anyway.
That's so rude.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a couple of cousins that I'm just like, eh. But anyway, yeah, extended family.
Yeah.
I was literally like, guys, how long does it take to become a doctor?
Totally. You know,
how long? Like years.
Totally. Years.
First, you have to go to college and you have to go to med school. Right. And it's what, 8 years? And then you have to start your internship at a hospital. I mean, you're looking at a solid amount of time.
Totally.
How long does it take to become a lawyer?
Long time.
So you're not just going to come out into Hollywood and be like, I'm here, film me, right. You know?
Totally.
You're going to have to come out and you're going to have to put your nose to the grindstone, get in front of camera. You're going to have to learn how to do all this stuff, learn how to be in front of camera, learn how to dress in front, you know, all this stuff.
Totally.
Knowledge that I've acquired over 10 years. It's almost like going to med school for the last 10 years.
Right. You know? It's a skill.
Yes, exactly. You don't just like come out and be like, I'm on camera now.
Totally. It's the same thing though. Like, I feel like you have that, you know, you started there, you know, the act, like all that stuff, and then on camera, and you've been doing this for so long. And then it's the same thing, I feel like, with some of the people on the show, like, you know, now they're coming out as these like musicians, right? We see Sheena, Lala, James, you know, it's the same thing. It's like now different things start from the show and there's different crafts and whatnot. Do you dig these people's music? Like, what would be your favorite song?
I like James's adaptations.
That song?
Stuff. Oh my God, yeah.
Really?
They're so good. Yeah, oh yeah. He's great.
Is there a song from one of them that you would just prefer to never, ever, ever hear again? Like ever?
No, I like them all. Well, yeah, because like you're saying stuff that's like nostalgic for me.
They are.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff, like, I know that everyone like hates on As Good As Gold. But me personally, I like that song because it's nostalgic. It takes me back. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's
memories
for me.
Who doesn't like that? Good as gold.
No, there's some people. Good as gold.
Dude, when she's on the bar.
Yeah, I love
it. Everyone's like, yes, Sheena. She's like, oh my God, this is the best ever.
I remember that. Oh, that was so much fun.
That was amazing.
So, you know, she gets criticism, you know, but I personally, you know, it's not just, you know, like her singing's great. It's awesome. But it's also memories for me.
The memories.
You know what I mean? Like
totally.
Looking back on stuff and you're like, man, you know, you look back on, it's like looking back, you're looking back on your life.
Totally. You know? So are you bummed now? Because look, you're saying all these memories and now we have Stassi gone, Kristen's gone, Jax and Brittany gone. I mean, how do you feel about all these people now? You're coming back to a show without some of the main OGs.
Well, we'll have to see how it all plays out. I have no idea what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't have any of that power. I just trudge along and be, you know, me.
Who are you most sad to see go though, out of those four?
I guess I'm sad to see them all go, but I'm understanding the reasoning behind it, you know?
Between what? You mean Stassi and Kristen? Or
well, I mean, like, you know, whatever, you know, the, like, I understand, like, you know, it depends on, you know, like whatever their reasoning was, you know, that I understand that, you know what I mean? Whatever happened.
Right.
You know, I didn't look into it at all. So I don't know, you know.
Who are you closest with? Cause like Jax is leaving. I know you guys are all have this thing, but like.
I'm close with Schwartz.
Schwartz, like even on camera.
Schwartz.
Schwartz. Yeah. What about chicks? Which chick are you closest with?
None of them.
What? None of them? You're not close to any of them?
Not really.
Who would be your first chick call? Like, if you had to call one from the cast.
Probably Stassi.
Stassi?
I don't know. Brittany? We'd have to, yeah, it depends.
And they're both gone now.
Yeah.
But you
Katie?
Know,
I'd probably call Katie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Yo, all right. Are you down to play a game?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Okay. So I feel like I've heard you talk about possibly opening up your own restaurant or you're managing a restaurant, right? I mean, by the way, if you were ever to open up a restaurant, A, you consider opening up your own restaurant since you know how to run them?
Yeah, I've considered it. I've looked at it as a possibility. You know, we'll have to see how this whole thing shakes out, what we're going through. But yeah, I've considered it. Yes, absolutely.
Do you have a name that you would love for it to be?
Peter's Plakes.
Yes. Come and
you got to put Peter in everything.
Come get some.
That's my second identifier is the Peter.
I love that. Okay, so perfect. Okay, so for the game, let's say you're opening Peter's Place, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, here's a game called Hire or Fire. Okay? So you can only choose one. I'm going to give you two cast members of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, God.
And you have to say who you would hire and who you would fire. Who would you hire and who would you fire? Danica or Stassi?
Oh, God. That's a question. I'd probably hire Stassi, I guess. I don't know.
Why would you hire Stassi?
Because I know her. I know her better.
The trust.
Sure.
That's important when you're running your own restaurant. Yeah. You got to trust your people, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, who would you hire? Sheena or Katie?
Sheena.
Whoa. Why? So that was fast.
Yeah, that's the one I would call, the Sheena. There you go. That's who I would call.
Sheena.
Yeah, right away. Bam.
I love that. But you feel she's a better server, better worker?
Yeah.
Okay, Jax or Tom Sandoval?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
You have to only hire, you can only hire one.
Sure, I'll Jax. Why not?
Jax?
Sure.
Why?
I don't know.
So, you know, I want to wrap it up. I've taken so much of your time. You're freaking amazing. I wanted to ask you though, you know, you're talking about memories and this and that, and you know how these songs bring you back. What's one of the best memories or like the most cherished thing that has happened or filming, you know, doing the show has brought?
Oh man, when you actually said that, there was a bunch that just popped into my head. Me helping to bartend Sheena's wedding back in season 3, posing naked.
Shay.
Yeah, to Shay, posing naked in that nude photo in season 2.
Oh, with the chicks, your sandwich.
Yeah.
That was amazing. The Peter sandwich. You should put that in your menu in your new restaurant.
I know, right? If you don't know it, then you shouldn't order it. I'm kidding.
Yeah. You guys all want to try the sandwich.
But don't ask what it is. my only season with a girlfriend was season 4. I remember that one very vividly. Season 1, I had really bad hair. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. Right. I'll never forget that.
Would your hair be a take back? Like, if I had to take something out of the show or wish that didn't happen?
Cutting my hair.
Your hair.
Cutting my hair would have been a take back. Seasons 5 and 6, I would not have cut my hair. I would have kept it, you know.
So that's one of your biggest tech. Okay, so is there anything else though, other than your hair, that like happened that you would have been like, man, I wish that would have been different or didn't happen?
I wish I wore darker colors on certain scenes. Let's just put it that way.
That's so funny. By the way, I was too. When you popped on, I was like, oh my God, I'm hot in here. I guess.
Is it just me?
Yeah. No. No. No, baby. So also, I know you don't watch other shows, but The Housewives, if you ever have, they open the show with like a tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what would your, Peter, what would your tagline be?
My tagline?
If you were to open the show with something.
Old Fashioned Modern Man, my own show?
Yes.
God, I don't know. Like that one caught me off guard. I don't really do good with taglines. I'm good with naming things, but not taglines. So I have to.
But you're so clever. You have these witty things.
Yeah, no, but like,
let's give me a Peterism for your tagline.
Yeah, so let's just. How about Peter Madrigal, old fashioned modern man, learn how to do things Peter's way.
Ba-ba. And then and then you end it.
Oh my God, he did it again.
Then you end it with the champagne flowing down.
Flowing down. Yeah, there you go.
Peter, you're amazing. I obviously, as you know, have been very excited to talk with you forever. Where can all of the guests listening who love you as much as I do, where can they find you?
So I'll go to Twitter. You look me up at LLPJ Madrigal. Don't at me about that because I put that up.
So, forever ago. Yeah,
it was like, what, 10 years, 11 years ago now? So
totally.
On Instagram, it's Peter_Madrigal. So just find me like that. Bam, I'll pop up. Yeah, I don't know. And then
go
download Celebrity Slots, all right? Just go download it. You can win cool prizes like some candles, you know, my candle collection, or a hat, bam. Or you can, win $5,000 right now. And you never know. There might be more prizes coming in the future.
And maybe $5,000 is in that box.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is this weekend. This weekend's giveaway. What is in the box?
Peter, you're so awesome. I so appreciate you coming on to do this. I know you're so busy. I could not think of having this show without having you a part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Side Piece. Make sure to follow on Instagram with the handle at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW, at Side Piece Show. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.